Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. If you have been following our holiday series, then you know we have been covering the five love languages of children. Last week we covered activities to include the five love languages while putting up the Christmas tree, watching Christmas movies, and playing charades. These activities are popular as we spend time together during the Christmas season. Perhaps you wondered, how can we include the five love languages on Christmas Day? That is the topic of this episode. A day that is so grand as Christmas definitely needs to include the five love languages. While growing up, Christmas Day resembled Thanksgiving in many ways for me. It included a large meal with a decorated table. It also included a visit to other family members' homes. Of course, we dressed up nice and fancy. Our Christmas meal would include ham with pineapples and cloves to hold the pineapple in place on the ham. We sat at the fancy table in the front room rather than the table in our kitchen area. I always considered it a bonus if the ground was covered with a few inches of soft snow. If Earth had a love language, I would say that snow on Christmas is a gift from Earth. There is something peaceful about a blanket of snow covering the ground. It is an unspoken affirmation of peace. Snow inherently involves physical touch. It makes us interact with it in some way. Either we create snow people, snow castles, and snow forts, or we shovel it and move it off the street to prevent a sheet of ice developing overnight. As a result, snow requires quality time, acts of service, and all of the five love languages of children. Let's explore how to fully enjoy snow for Christmas. 20 minutes to an hour of romping around in the snow is always refreshing. It feels as though the taste of peppermint tea has stepped into the real world. The cold air opens the lungs and invigorates the entire nervous system. We always bundled up well, a hat, scarf, layers of long johns, mittens, double socks, and boots with cozy lining to keep our toes warm. Dressing properly makes all the difference. It allows you to relax and truly enjoy being outside. To include physical touch while out in the snow, hold hands and create snow angels. Once on the ground and on your back, wave your arms up and down and move your legs back and forth. When you stand up, admire your angels and take a picture to preserve the memory. Afterward, roll large balls of snow and stack them to build snow people. Decorate them with a spare scarf and fallen twigs for arms. Allow the snow people to borrow a hat for a few days. These simple creations often become the most cherished decorations of the season. Be sure to take lots of photos. Include words of affirmation to capture this love language. While everyone plays, think of yourself as a sports commentator, cheering people on. You're so brave going down that hill. I love how creative your snowman is. Positive words help everyone feel confident, encouraged, and seen. Snow on the ground naturally creates opportunities for quality time, our next love language. Take a walk together and enjoy the quiet that snow brings. My dad bought a shovel for every family member except our dog. When it snowed, we each grabbed our shovel and cleared the driveway and sidewalk together. It turned work into connection and teamwork into a family tradition. I consider snow itself a gift. To further expand on the love language of receiving gifts, you can pair it with small comforts such as a warm mug of hot cocoa to sip while playing in the snow. It instantly warms you from the inside out. Hand warmers tucked into gloves and shoes are also great to have on hand. These additions make it enjoyable to be outside. As an act of service, one of my uncles kept a giant shovel out in his garage. He would get up early after a snowfall, attach the shovel to the front of his truck, and clear the streets of the surrounding neighborhoods. This way, everyone could visit family and go to work if they need to. Small children may need help as they put on their snow gear. Additional layers make it difficult to bend, tie up boots, and pick things up. You can help them dress. Their short arms and bundled legs will thank you as you zip them into their snow coat. Snow has a beautiful way of bringing people together. On Christmas Day, it becomes more than weather. It is a shared experience, a gift and memory in the making. Christmas Day is filled with joy, excitement, and togetherness. It is a beautiful opportunity to intentionally express love to your children in ways that resonate deeply with them. By weaving all five love languages into the day, you can help your child feel seen, safe, and cherished. Christmas morning is the perfect time to express love through connection and comfort. Bring physical touch into the day with big hugs, kisses, and cuddles. If you enjoy sleeping in, let the kids crawl into the bed and bring Christmas to you. They will be excited to show you what Santa brought them. Include gentle back rubs, hand squeezes, and hair strokes during quieter moments. These small gestures can help regulate excitement and reduce overwhelm. For children who become overstimulated by bright lights, music, and a busy schedule, physical touch will provide grounding, reassurance, and a sense of safety throughout the day. Christmas is an ideal time to speak intentional words of love into your child's heart. Be specific about actions they took and sincere. Here are some examples. I love the Christmas present you made for me. I love how thoughtful you are with your siblings. You can also write affirmations on sticky notes and place them in stockings or under the plate at mealtime for them to discover. These simple words become lifelong memories for the child to carry into adulthood. Quality time does not require perfection. Just being there counts. Prepare meals together, sit at the table as a family, play board games, watch movies, listen to music, or sing Christmas carols. You can visit the neighbors and sing a few Christmas carols for them. Another activity to enjoy is a car ride through town to sing carols and admire the delightful holiday lights that everyone has put up. The key to quality time is undivided attention, creativity, laughter, and shared moments are what truly makes memories last. Gift giving is woven into the heart of Christmas. It is a native love language of the day. Thoughtful gifts can reflect your child's interests. This can include a book on their favorite subject or a craft kit. A craft kit is an excellent way to explore the unknown. These gifts provide hours of delight and may even turn into a hobby or lifelong passion for the child. Christmas offers many opportunities to serve together as a family. Volunteer to help prepare or serve a meal in the community. This can help to broaden the child's perspective and nurture gratitude. At home, acts of service can be meaningful as well. Prepare a meal together, wear matching pajamas, watch a Christmas movie while you eat breakfast. Help your children assemble toys or insert batteries to show care, patience, and togetherness. This is love in action. Most children have one or two primary love languages. Incorporating all five enriches the love they experience. It also deepens your relationship and brings fulfillment to both parent and child. Your preferred love language may differ from your child's. This is okay. By sharing your love language, you help the child broaden their understanding of love and connection. Next week, we'll welcome the new year by reflecting on the year that is ending and preparing our hearts for what's ahead. And thanks for listening. This is Barbara. Happy holidays to you from Health Solutions Today.